Brian Conway Whitman. Thank God neither one wears a rug. They can't afford it. Conway Whitman. Brian. You may not like what they have to say, but they're gonna say it to you anyway. Come on, everybody, listen to the show. It's on every week right on your FM radio. The Conway and Whitman Show.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Timmy Conway, look at you, man.
Look at you, dude.
Said it, man.
How about the smooth editing job in that opening song, huh?
Well, you know, you could shop out, and it could cost thousands of dollars to have it remixed and redubbed, or you could just do a quick little splice job, and that's free, basically.
That's what we did, man. All right, real quickly, before we get into the first hot topic of hot talk.
Yeah, man.
Clinton beat Obama tonight.
Yeah, this is a big night for Hillary Clinton, your girl. She lost in Iowa, so it was kind of like she had to show that she could beat Barack Obama at something.
Right.
And it was a big win for her, and likewise a big win for John McCain on the Republican side.
There you go. McCain wins on the Republican side, and then Clinton beats Obama by, looks like about 7,000 votes, not by a lot. But then they go on, I think, to a South Carolina, Nevada or something.
Like yeah, that's right. There's going to be some other contests coming up, and then we have February, and then I believe Super Tuesday is in March, right?
Yes, look at you. It's like Taco Tuesday Del Taco.
Can I ask you a quick question before we get to our topic, man? And I tell you, man.
Yeah, man.
Found a hell of a topic, man. What happened to Mayor Giuliani? He nobody talks about him anymore, and everybody thought Rudy would be the next president. He has like 8% of the vote.
Yeah, I think he's concentrating on Florida. He's going after the big states first. So maybe there's something there. Who knows? All right, you ready for the big topic here, my brother?
Bring it on.
All right, here we go. It is the sign, that the world has absolutely lost all control.
Oh, now this story alone is an indicator of that?
This is it, yeah. Birth leave sought for girls. Soon-to-be moms at East High School ask for 4 weeks of maternity leave. Pregnant students in a Denver high school are asking for at least 4 weeks of maternity leave so they can heal and bond with their newborns and not be penalized with unexcused absences.
Now, is there currently at East High School a policy about pregnant students?
Yes. The current policy, I believe, is the day after or 2 days after you give birth, you're in homeroom at 8:10 the next morning.
Okay, so currently they give you 2 or 3 days of excused absence.
That's exactly right.
And the girls are lobbying for 4 weeks?
4 weeks. Yeah, they want 4 weeks.
You know what? 2008, figure I hit you hard early.
No, please. Don't tell me.
You know what, buddy? I actually kind of understand their argument.
All right. Well, over the next hour, I'm going to try to talk you out of that.
And hope
you're open to that. Like,
yes.
Open mind. Okay.
All right. I would like to tell you the why I think. I've never been pregnant, Tim.
I understand that.
I've never given birth. But you know, I do know this much. Pregnancy and childbirth can be complicated, and things can happen that are unexpected. And,
right.
And I understand that it takes a long time, in many cases, for a mom to bond with her new baby. So 4 weeks, I don't think they're not asking for a year, and it's just really 3 weeks more than they currently get. And if it's for the good of the baby, you know, I got to think about the baby here. If the baby benefits from this, maybe I can try to convince you to support it in the next
hour. Okay, that's possible. That's possible. But here's why I don't think that they should get this leave. When you were in high school, right,
Yeah.
And they said everybody that sticks a bottle rocket in their tuchus and lights it off gets 4 weeks leave. Wouldn't every kid do that?
Oh, you think that this will actually compel students to become pregnant for the 4 weeks off?
I think so. I mean, in 4 weeks, in high school, that's a long time. And it might encourage people, hey, listen, all we have to do is get you pregnant, and we get 4 weeks off. Because eventually, you know, if they give it to the girl, they've got to give it to the guy.
Right. The father's going to want the time, too.
Yeah, the father's going to want the time. So now it's going to be a scramble. I mean, if a guy could get four chicks pregnant over a year, he can get 4 months off. And then with 3 months off in the summer, I mean, that guy's the king of the jungle.
Right, he'd be in Florida all year. He'd be in Orlando, this guy. But with in a Hawaiian shirt in Kissimmee.
All he has to do is get six girls pregnant every year, and he'd never have to go to class.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, I understand your fear, Tim, and I know that for you it's all about, you know, educating the children.
Sure.
I know when you ran for mayor, education was a big part
Thank
of
you
your
very much.
Platform. But I've never really believed or bought into the argument that policies like this or movies or television or laws about legalization or illegalization, I never really believed, or like giving away condoms at school. I never thought that that would compel somebody to engage in a behavior that they otherwise wouldn't be interested in partaking.
All right. Well, let me give you an example of that, why I think that might be wrong. Have you ever heard of women who are on welfare having more kids so they can get more checks?
Well, there is that. There
right.
is that.
Right. And that's the same pregnancy. See, women who get pregnant in high school, at least in my high school, my experience, the two or three girls that got pregnant during my high school run at Birmingham
right.
were the three dumbest chicks in the school. I mean, they didn't care about education. No, I didn't go to school with Sammy.
Sammy, man.
Chicks who get pregnant in high school are not scholars. I went through high school in Birmingham.
I don't know about that.
Well, no, I think that's true. And I know that a lot of the smarter girls in my high school, they went on to become lawyers and a couple of doctors. Mm-hmm. And that's not a big problem with smart girls, pregnancy.
Right. Right. But we have to keep in mind, Tim, of course, as we live in such a diverse community such as Los Angeles, we have to keep in mind that, you know, accidents happen. I mean, everybody knows that condoms don't work 100% of the time.
Yeah. But if you get pregnant in high school, you're an idiot, and idiots shouldn't be in high school.
Well, so then you would support giving them 4 weeks off. Maybe you'd support kicking
you know
them out.
I would support expelling them.
Oh, you've gotten crazy. What happened to you?
Get them out.
What? No, really. Oh, is the new year brought in some kind of did something happen to you over the vacation? What are you calling for kicking kids out of school? Because
in a lot of countries around the world, they do that.
A lot of crazy. You know, in a lot of countries, if you steal a pack of M&Ms, they chop your hands off.
Yeah, And you know what? Nobody steals M&Ms.
So I guess there's an endorsement of that policy as well.
Yeah, I think if you get real strict with people, then they have a tendency to cooperate. Now, if you think that the women should get 4 weeks off because they have a child, should then they get special parking on campus while they're pregnant?
Well, again, Tim, what I have said is that I understand their argument. I don't know that I've completely endorsed their idea, but I do understand that sometimes when a mom gives birth, it can take several weeks, maybe a month, for things to get back to normal. So that's why I understand the girls at East High School in Denver wanting to have 4 weeks maternity leave.
All right, let me ask you another question, okay?
Yeah, I don't think I answered that one. I'm sorry.
No, you did. But let's say you're sitting in math class, right? Were you good at math, by the way?
You know, I was a math phobic. In fact, I was definitely
afraid.
What
were you very poor at? Was it math?
I was poor at math.
All right, so in math, you had to concentrate in a real sort of a unique way because maybe in history and English you picked that up, but in math you had to really concentrate to get by.
That's right.
Okay. Let's say you're sitting in math class. You're not doing all that well. You're concentrating, you're hearing what the teacher's saying in geometry, but you just can't pick it up.
Mr. Mogul, in fact, was his name.
You can't put it, you can't put two and two together. So if a chick is sitting next to you And she has morning sickness every single morning. She's throwing up in a bag.
Is first period, man?
Yeah, first period. And you're concentrating on the board, and you're looking over there, and she's puking. And after about 6-7 weeks of that, then she's okay for a while. And then during finals, her water breaks, and it gets all over your test. Isn't that unfair to you, young man?
Well, in that scenario, if a student was that incapacitated by her pregnancy, I would think that she would have sick time and wouldn't be in school. In the hypothetical scenario that you've described, a bit far-fetched, I might add, if a chick's water broke on my math quiz and I had to, you know, write all the formulas over again and, ah, damn it, you know, and start from scratch.
Right, but if they kick pregnant chicks out of school, her water wouldn't break on your test.
Well, ultimately, you're right, Tim. That would solve the problem.
Isn't that true?
By the way, speaking of math, I was so essy at math that when they would hand out the test, I mean, literally all I could do, and I was this way with physics, too, all I could do was write the formula. See, I knew the formula, and the teacher said, like during the year in preparation for the test, if you at least write down the formula, it indicates that you would know the way to solve the problem. So at least if you know the formula, write down the formula. So here, I memorized all the formulas, and
right.
I would just hand in a test with formulas written on them.
And fail.
That's correct,
right,
sir.
Okay. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. What do you think about girls, teenagers who are pregnant in high school getting 4 weeks leave? 520-9710 is our main number. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, here's another thing you got to think about.
Mm-hmm.
If you reward pregnancy, teen pregnancy, you're going to get more teens pregnant. And that means that there's going to be more sex, and that means there's going to be more STDs. And I have a feeling if you start rewarding pregnancy at that level, that the STDs are going to go through the roof.
Well, I have to be honest with you, Tim. I don't think that 4 weeks off because a kid has a child is rewarding pregnancy. I assume that they would have to make the time up. I assume they would have to probably...
No, they wouldn't. They would skate.
Okay. But again, I mean, to reward it, to say it's rewarding it, maybe it should just be considered a necessary reality because a child's been born, that the mom needs a little time to be with the baby. I mean, let's not punish the babies,
yeah,
here.
But listen.
They're not getting a trip to Disney World and, you know, a new car if they have a baby. That would be rewarding pregnancy. This is just kind of...
I know. But, dude, how much would it discourage other girls from getting pregnant if they saw those girls 2 days after they gave birth sitting in class, depressed out of their mind because they're separated from their kid, still not feeling well? A lot of girls would say, wait a minute, that's not for me.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you force them back early and they kind of, you know, drag themselves in there looking terrible and feeling terrible,
right?
They would serve as kind of a human
deterrent.
Deterrent. I see. You know what I do recognize about you, Tim, and I appreciate it. You are deterrent-minded, whether it's chopping hands off or...
Right. Yeah, you got to deter people from doing crap.
Yep.
But here's another scenario. All right, let's say if you give the 4 weeks pregnancy leave, 4 week maternity leave to these girls, you got to give it to the guys, right? Let's say, for instance, my high school, Birmingham, they just won the city championship, so congratulations to the Patriots. I guess.
Were you on the team when you?
I was not. No, when I was in high school, no. It used to be the Birmingham Braves when I was in high school. That's how long ago I went.
You weren't one of the Braves. I thought you were a running back.
No, that was at UCLA.
Oh.
I skipped high school football, and it's a long story. But I tried out for UCLA, and I had a great arm. And I became the backup quarterback, the redshirt quarterback at UCLA.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious. But anyway, so let's say the Birmingham Braves, and again, they're the Patriots now. But let's say they're going for the city championship, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing one of these other schools, Kennedy or whatever. And the guy is going to, you know, during the city championship, their star quarterback says, hey guys, I'm gonna skip the game. My chick got pregnant, and I got 4 weeks of maternity leave. So good luck, fellas. Isn't that radically unfair to the rest of the team?
Well, and of course, and I don't think a real competitor would do that. I mean, a dude who is really serious about his team and really, you know, was cared about the other guys on his team. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, but what about his girlfriend, who's really hot? She's like a really hot cheerleader. And says, if you play in that game and you don't stay home with this baby with me, I'm going to leave you for one of the receivers.
Well, again, it's a rather far-fetched scenario. but here's the good news about the Conway and Whitman show. We've never had a problem finding in our vast audience chicks who got pregnant very young.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's always been, and I have to credit you for that, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Because even before I got here, I mean, you were very, very gifted in that area.
Thank you.
Getting those chicks on the phone.
All right, buddy, please. Let's talk to Brandy on the 210. Brandy, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. What's up with you?
Tim's got it wrong. The majority of women that are actually pregnant do encounter morning sickness more than the first trimester. So having that, having teenage girls have that, it's going to be a deterrent for at least a minimum of 3 months.
Yeah, and that sucks for all the other kids.
Right, and then you have them where they're actually going to have the cramping, or they're not feeling well, or they
so.
Just
what would
can't
you do
talk.
with teens that are pregnant in high school?
I'd go back like they did in the '50s and the '60s and send them to another school.
I think you're right. I think there should be a special pregnancy school in LAUSD.
Yeah, if they turn around and they do give them the 4 weeks, you are actually encouraging them instead of discouraging them.
No, you're absolutely right. But you know what, Brandy, that's a great idea. We thank you for calling. But that's a great idea. There's a special school in L.A.
Right.
where all the pregnant chicks have to go. And then you teach them skills on how to bring this child up properly.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
I would also recommend, teaching them the basics as well. I mean, you don't want to leave the reading and the writing and the math out. But
listen, if you're pregnant in high school, you don't give a damn about math or history or writing. You're a moron.
Well, again, I would recommend, leaving some of the basic subjects that develop, the ability to solve problems and thought procedures and things like that. I would recommend keeping some of those disciplines on the curriculum.
I think you're wrong, dude.
Well, I know
think
you
you're
do.
Not, and you're just reaching. I think you totally agree with me, and you're just too stubborn to it.
Well, I think the Los Angeles School for Pregnant Chicks, and could we call it that and not use the term girls use chicks? The Los Angeles School for Pregnant Chicks?
Yeah, the big boob school.
Right. And that's that can be like the L.A. Big Boobs. That can be the athletic team in the school.
Right.
They can take on the Birmingham Braves. But I would say that's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, just lock them all away.
But now, what if we have students with other common illnesses or conditions or?
But those aren't brought on. I mean, listen, if you have an illness, that's typically not brought on by your behavior at that age. You smoke your whole life, you get cancer when you're 70. That's brought on by your smoking, but. I think if you have, maybe other than AIDS, I don't know. But being pregnant in
the Los Angeles School for AIDS Victims,
well,
Tim?
No, that's not. Shouldn't happen. But I don't think somebody, a kid with AIDS in high school is as distracting as a kid, as a woman, a chick who's pregnant. I mean, there are, a lot of pills you can take nowadays and survive for a long, long time
mm-hmm.
with AIDS. If you're pregnant, you're going to have a baby.
Yeah. I'm thinking back now as you and I are having this conversation to Tottenville High School on Staten Island, home of the Pirates, by the way.
Thank you very much.
The Tottenville Pirates. I was a defensive lineman and on the team. I don't remember one chick in my high school getting pregnant.
Wait, you were on the football team?
Nah, I'm just effing with you.
Oh, I see.
No, yeah. Look at
Randy,
this.
Randy, please. Randy wrote on the screen, what was the team called? The Butt Pirates. Please, the guys, he had a rough day. He's had a long day. Stop. All right, let's see. Billy in Los Angeles, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. All right.
I think they should put them with the handicapped students.
There's a contemporary term.
Or like the you know, the special ed students.
Right.
Just throw them all in the classroom. And,
is that what you went through?
No, that's where I would put them, though.
Okay.
Did you go to did your day at school involve wearing a helmet?
No, not at all.
All right, buddy. Good good call. Great suggestion.
Wow, I tell you, we're really getting some hot calls here.
All right. What do you think about giving 4 weeks maternity leave to these high school chicks who get pregnant? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Tabitha in Redondo Beach is furious at me right now.
Oh, I got to get to her next.
Yeah, we'll talk to her when we come back. She's probably pregnant right now. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.